and British is not a proponent of money. And that is a pipe, is a pipe with outsiders, and we are 105 ballots. We fight, and we do 100. When any fight, any divide,
disagreement,
any quarrel, with the outsiders, we are one. And when there is a quarrel within amongst us, we are 5, they are 100. So, when the fight with the atheist, we shall encourage the demigod worshipper. There is fight with the Kormi and Gani, we shall encourage the Ganis. And then there is fight with Shankara and Ramanuja, we shall encourage the Ramanuja. We are one with them. And when the fight with Gauriya and Ramanuja, we shall eliminate Ramanuja, fight with them, and we shall go to the prestige of the Gauriya. In this way, even the fight is between Radharani's camp and the camp of Chandravati. There is also a fight. That is a loving fight. Loving fight, and that is to please Krishna, not useless, not selfish. The object is to please Krishna. Otherwise, none can stay in that plane. That is the selfish, that the jealousy is already eliminated. Jealousy, as we understand, that is already eliminated before we enter Vaikuntha. And that is another type, like similar to jealousy, but not jealousy of this type that is found in this plane. That is devised, designed by Yogamaya for the satisfaction of Krishna, to create more intensity in the pleasure of Krishna that has been designed and devised.
Our Srila Prabhupada, Swami Maharaj, he used to speak very much about Varnashram Dharma, and even he would speak of his vision of establishing it in the West, in the Western countries. And sometimes it's difficult to see it in relationship to the Bhakti Marg. Could you comment on that?
In relation to Dhammadeva, Prabhupada, Oni Paschat, Deshe, Vanashrame, Stapan Kortachal. In the city of Amarana, she Stapan Kortagi, Amarki Kore, she the Bhakti Marga Paki Jatava.
Comment.
Vasasan. The same basis in the discussion of Raya Ramananda, when Mahaprabhu put a question, how Krishna, what should be our end of life and what should be the means to attain that end? The beginning of the first question of Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev was at this time, that what should be our and the highest end, what is our highest end and how to attain that. Ramananda came with his answer, inspired by Sri Chaitanya Dev. Varnasana Charavata Purushina Parapraman Vishnu Raraj Bhati Panta Nannat Tattu Shupa Vishnu Parapraman. Gata-pravitti bhutanam jena sarvamidam tatam sakarjana tam abhacca siddhi vivritama. The first approximate beginning of a theistic life is here, that we should adopt the physical fashion of our life and the model of Varnasrama. On that basis, we shall try to discharge our duty, what is recommended in the Varnasrama, connecting it with the satisfaction of Krishna. That should be the first beginning. Then Mahaprabhu told, Eho Bhajjhagadha. This is superficial, go deeper. Then Ramananda came with next higher step. One who is fully conscious of doing everything for Krishna, not being a prey for the local duties. The interest of local duties will be given less importance, and more importance should be given to the satisfaction of Krishna. Krishna karma par. Jat karasi jat asnasi jat yuji karasya jat tavasya shikata purusha madarpana. To devote the result of everything to Krishna, that will must have the principal characteristic in one's character. Then Mahaprabhu said, Eho Bhajjo, this is also superficial, go deeper. Then he came with karmatya, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māni. We take risk, give up all sorts of duties surrounding you, and exclusively devote for the service of Krishna. Eho Bhajjo-dekaho, sarva-dharmān parityajya-māni ekam sarvam. He has taken refuge in the peace of Krishna and left, disregarded all sorts of duties impending on him. Eho Bhajjo, because still he is in the relativity of this mundane world. So his attempt is not pure so much. Then he says, this karmatyag, then Brahma-bhūta prasanna-ātmāna-oṣa-tiri-nukāṁ-sati-nukāṁ samasra-bhīṣa-bhūtiṣa madhbhakti-nubhavati-padāṁ. Then jnana-miśrā-bhakti. The bhakti must come about from the relativity of this mundane world, and it will take the shape of meditation, that is, the main materials will be of consciousness, and not these material things. It takes the shape of conscious type, dhyan, dharana, yoga, etc. Brahma-bhūta. He has come to know that I have no interest with this world of matter. I myself is a part of consciousness. So whatever I am to do, I am to interfere, handle with this consciousness, and the material interest is fully eliminated. Brahma-bhūta, prasanta-ātmā. And now he is little calm in his temperament because his charm for the material loss and gain is forever left. But he will have to enter into the domain of devotion. His position is in Brahma-loka, only a conscious unit, independent of matter. He has nothing to do with matter, but he himself is a conscious unit. And madhbhakti lavati param. From there, he will have to go to the realm of domain of devotion. Mahaprabhu says, Eho Bhajjo Age Kaho. This is also superficial. Go ahead. Then Ramananda Rai came, Gani Prayaso Udapashya Namantai Vajivanti Sanmukari Dhanam Yodhi. In whatever position, materially, outwardly, he may be. But if he has got some taste, real taste, in the words of these real sadhus, who are in communion with the personal God, the devotee, any connection and any attraction for him, and he likes to keep their company and hear from him. Whatever his external position in this material world does not matter. Mahaprabhu says, yes, here you are. Here it begins. The positive connection is present here through the sadhu of the Lord. Not the withdrawal from the negative side by method of induction or deductive way. As the ascending way. But here he got some connection, some attraction, heart transaction through the agent, a real agent of the Lord. Yes, it is. I see the the speck of devotion here, whatever neglecting his external function. Then, yes, it is. And go further. Then he came to Vaishnava Bhakti and to that is Narayana, this Gaura Bhakti. And then he was, yes, these go further. In this way, he came to Shakra Bhakti, to Vatsalya Bhakti. And yes, it is good. First, this is superficial. Then he said, it is, then say, it is good, go further. Then he came to Madhura Rasa, and then to the special type of service as is found in the camp of Radharani. Then he said, yes, it is the highest. Can you think anything more than it? Then Ramananda was astonished. I have got something in mind, but I don't find there will be anybody to ask that stage. That stage. But it peeps sometimes in my mind, there may be another highest stage. And saying this, Ramananda came with his own poem. Why the Nayana Bhanga Veda? That the hint of the incarnation of Sri Chaitanya Dev himself, and he put his hand in his mouth. My father, stop here. Union in separation. Union in separation, that is more powerful. This sort of devotional service requires a compulsory condition that Miran is the end, and who even cannot care for that. Who is trained in his separation, he can be combined. And that is only found in Mahaprabhu. Then he put his stop there. That is there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur told, after finishing his pilgrimage, I heard from the lips of Prabhupada, and he put me in Kurukshetra mud, and then ran to show an exhibition of Krishna and Radharani during solar eclipse there. I thought, most astonishing. And very honest I attended. Ordinarily, those that loves Vrindavan, they are all bhuo, empty-minded. That was I. Very careful, but honest care I attended. So long I hear that Vrindavan is the highest place. even among those that are emancipated, that are liberated, without liberation none can aspire after to live in Vrindavan. And now it says only the Bhuo means empty, only the spiritless, the gistless persons, they are hankering for living in Vrindavan. A real devotee wants to live in Kurukshetra. We have that in Shiva. Then he told Bhaktivinoda Thakur, after travelling all to the places of pilgrimage, he came to conclusion that I am planning that I shall construct a cottage in the near the bank of Brahmakunda, and I pass the last days of my life there. Why? That is the most important place to render our service. So we shall try to develop our heart for the service fitting to that place. Why? There Radharani met Krishna during solar eclipse. I am Sharadha, I am that Radha, and he is that Krishna. But the environment is unfavorable. So she was at her highest degree of separation. The separation reached to its extreme stage. He is there, I am here, but we can't come together. So her disappointment and hankering reached the highest stage at that time. And when the Asravikra is at the highest, and the pain of highest degree, service is more important. Value of service increases to the highest degree. The service of Radharani, the Radharani wants nursing at that time, maximum. So, when Radharani is in such condition, the valuation of her service reaches to the highest degree. So, I must cultivate that in me, taking my position in Kurukshetra, in its highest degree. We must prepare ourselves to console our Master, Radhika. She is in most need of nursing there. And that's why, in this way, things are coming up, going on. Am I, perhaps I am not clear very much. Water's valuation increases according to the necessity of the thirst. So service is also more valuable when the necessity is in its highest degree. Our Master is Radharani, and she is in highest need, in highest degree of pain. So service at that time will fetch more value for us. Do you follow? No. The Sydney, there was one Sydney in the Battle of France. He was a gentleman coming from rich family. An Englishman perhaps came to fight in the French line. He was wounded and he wanted less of water before dying. Anyhow, one glass of water was managed to be taken for him. When he is going to take that glass of water, another soldier, I want water. Thy necessity is greater than of mine, than that of mine. He handed over the glass to the soldier, and he was the Maharashtra general, an honorable soldier, and he died. I studied in English and something like that. Thy necessity is greater than mine. So value of water is calculated according to the necessity. Otherwise, what is the value of a glass of water in the ordinary time? The necessity increases the value. So the ashray vigraha, in highest need, if anyone can render a small service, that is much valuable, the most valuable thing. So we have to prepare ourselves for that, that to help in that condition. Highest type of fighter in the time of the greatest need, they will come to relief. Trained in such a way. Hari Krishna, what's the time?
9:15.
9:15. Hari Krishna. Any more inquiry? First quenched. Vishnu appreciates, Vishnu has appreciation more for our affection. But we should try to follow his orders. Our attraction should be towards the rules and regulations. A fine point to detect. Krishna's appreciation for raga, anuraga, for love and affection. But we should think that I am not in such a position that I have got love for Krishna. I shall rather take to observe the rulings that are given in the scriptures for our conduct. Our attraction, our tendency will always be that we don't hold that high position. We are of lower order, and we must try to go and obey the directions of the scriptures so that the high thing and love and attraction may grow for him. That is very rare. We can't hope to possess that thing within us. So Vidhi, the devotee will always try to adore the Vidhi that is given in this house, to do the service of the lower rank. But they will come, and the higher agents, they will come and demand, no, you must not attach yourself with the Goa thing. You must come up and you must take up your charge and duty in this higher rank. It is there. That Goswami says, Dash, Sokhaya me namastu namastu nittam. Dashaya me rasastu rasastu nittam. I sincerely pray to Lord that my attraction be for the servants, service of a servant, and not a friendly, confidential service. I rather show my respect to that sort of service. Confidential service, the service of a sukha, of a friend. No much labor, but to sometimes to taking on the shoulder and to sometimes to crying on the shoulder, sometimes equal. Lord and the sukha, they are all equal, of equal platform, they are moving in such a way. But at heart, they are mad for his company. But in my outside activity, they are almost of equal play. Abusing each other. Sometimes they go and fetch the cow this way. Equal. But that goes when he says, no, I don't venture to climb up from that plane to serve Krishna. I rather want to serve him from the rest of that. My loss, my attraction, I should go to that side. And I want to respect the higher position of the sattva, not Krishna. So busy, as instructed in the scripture, do this, we should try to apply that sort of conduct within us. And then, by that pressure, our affection will rise up and down, and the recognition will come from upper house and do you so much so that you would not be avoid that and you will be taken off. But our tendency always be that I am unfit. To increase my fitness, my real internal tendency would be that I am so low, I am unfit for this service. That must be at the bottom of our activity services. These are like totka or shuddha. Small type of magician, which in particular cases gives us a grand result, something like that. In the practical life, this will be a great use, this sort of small directions from the experts. I began there. So, to make our foundation invulnerable, we take refuge or to the feet of Nityananda always. And the foundation, the more the foundation will be strengthened, the more the construction will be able to rise up. The foundation of devotion, of the devotion, given them come from Nityananda. Nidaya Karuna Hare Braja Radha Krishna Bhava. Though apparently it may seem that Nityananda and Radharani, they are opposite. Yeah? Opposite as Nityananda is with, as Balarama is with Krishna, Radharani can't come there. As Radharani is with Krishna, Balarama cannot go there. The clash in the nature of Russia. But this sort of the guardian, and they must be free. But still, in the background, Balaram is there. So in Nityananda, in the magnanimous, Mahaprabhu is distributing the highest rasa to all preciously without any bounds. If we want to have His mercy, we concentrate all our energy towards the feet of Nityananda. And the foundation will be strengthened, and it will be possible for us to have a structure, hard structure over that, which will go to the Nityananda.